Doug, what is there to build off of after the close loss at Denver on the offensive side?
I tell you, it was you look at the tape and effort was outstanding. The grit, the toughness of the guys. Our quarterback played better than the week before, which he, I think he took that personally, obviously coming out of week one. Travis Kelce stepped up, had some tremendous catches. Fasano had some tremendous catches.
They float a pass left for Fasano. It is incomplete. Or did Fasano catch it? He pulls it into his body. They rule it a catch. First down, Chiefs at the Bronco 25.
There were a lot of hands in this one, but yet there were still enough mistakes made that we can get better offensively, correct those mistakes, move on to Miami.
Another third down for Kansas City.
Shotgun snap. Back to Alex Smith. Corner pattern left side. It's caught by Ball at the 10-yard line. He's popped out at the 9. It's first down and goal to go at the 9.
Third down against Tennessee was last in the league. This week against Denver, 11 conversions. What was the difference on third down, and how does that help you going into this week against Miami?
Well, the biggest difference is we executed better on first and second because we kept our third downs manageable. We were in those third and fours, fives, and sixes. And then Denver helped us a little bit, too, on some third nines, third and eights with some jumping offside. So that put us back into some manageable situations. So, you know, we were able to do it, execute, stay on the field. Again, Alex and the guys, a couple of broken plays on a third and 18 to start the second half and some third and 14. I remember third and 11 hitting Dwayne over the middle for a 13-14 yard gain. So execution, the ability to make those plays, guys stepped up when we need to, but first and second down was a bigger part of this game than it was in week one.
Hand off, Niall Davis goes up the middle at midfield, cuts it back 40 at the 35 and slams into the safety, Raheem Moore. Niall Davis lasts right up the middle with a 25-yard run.
Your evaluation of the offensive line going from now week two to week three. You face some good fronts here with Miami, but how did they play last week?
They played well. They played well enough for us to win. There's still some improvement. There's still some new faces in there with Ryan Harris now at right tackle, and you still got Mike McGlinn, who's only in his third week, really, of learning our system. And, Fish is still growing there at left tackle. So, we've got, and Zach's a rookie, so Rodney's the one guy in the middle that's kind of keeping it all together. They did play well. They played better.
Moving right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking. Niall Davis covered up. Now he throws right boundary. Caught by Kelce. First down at the 33.
They know they have some work to do going forward. They did play a great front, in the Denver Broncos, and they're going to see another good one this week in Miami.
Now this week it's kind of like just get a win. Everything tastes better if you can get a win. To win in Miami on the road now, what has to happen on the offensive side of the ball?
I just think we got to build off of what we did Sunday. And what I mean by that is, quarterback, making good decisions with the football. He took care of the football. No turnovers was key in this football game.
Touchdown! As Niall Davis blasts into the end zone, good block by Eric Fisher on the left side.
Offensive line will just improve off of what they built on, Sunday against Denver. Niall Davis ran hard.
Niall Davis up the middle! Touchdown! Kansas City!
We've got to continue to use him. And then the receivers, to step up and make plays. We're going to see tight man-to-man bump and run coverage the rest of the season. And those guys have got to make plays down the field. So it's a great learning experience going into Miami this week. The guys should have confidence, playing a good football team, a team that was in the Super Bowl a year ago, and with a chance to win it at the end, they should have some confidence going forward.
As a coordinator, final question, how do you handle the challenge when you lose a Jeff Allen or you lose a Jamal early in a game like that? How do you handle that as a play caller, schemer?
Well, I think the biggest thing when you put your game plan together is you got to keep things familiar for the guys. You can't come up with a lot of new ideas and new schemes and new concepts and do things you did in training camp that the guys are familiar with. And then just putting your people in position to be successful and putting a Travis Kelce, who's a young tight end, in a position to just go execute and play. And then rely on your guys like, Dwayne Bowe and your Anthony Fasanos and Donnie Avery's and guys like that to make and step up and make those big plays when you need to. So keeping it simple for the guys. Let them play fast on Sunday. Again, stay ahead of the chains on first and second down, and you'll be okay.